Let's start. Good morning. Welcome. The purpose of this meeting, as always, is to update you on our work and the consultations I've been holding and to hear your views. Since our heads of delegation meeting yesterday, I've held further consultations with delegations together with the negotiating group chairs in order to move our work forward. The format of these consultations involved, as I announced yesterday, both a small as well as a larger and more broadly representative group of delegations, including group coordinators. Focus in these discussions continued to be on the six key elements in AGA and the three key elements in NAMA, which I outlined to you on Wednesday. When we met yesterday, many of you urged ministers participating in these consultations to show leadership and to make the compromises that would help us move towards the establishment of modalities. I believe they've listened to you. The message has gone through. And the package of elements that has been circulated to you in the room and which was also made available on the members' website yesterday represent their contribution. And I believe it is an important contribution to progress towards the establishment of modalities. The various elements of this package are linked in one way or another as part of a whole and should be seen as such. This is not a final product, but one around which to build a convergence in order to move the whole of the modalities forward. There are elements in this package with which many at this stage are uncomfortable to a larger or a lesser degree, including, to be frank, some who have expressed specific reservations. It's not my intention to propose to have a detailed discussion on these elements today. The package will remain on the table as a contribution to our work, but as you all recognize, this is by no means the full picture of our task. There remain many elements not in this package, which are dear to many of you, and therefore need to be tackled urgently in order to find the overall political balance. This is necessary because, as I've said many times, there is no such thing as partial modalities. This being the case, the next step in our consultative process, therefore, is to address these other issues. They include in agriculture, cottons, preference erosion, tropical products, bound in quota tariff rates, tariff simplification, tariff quota administration, developing country sensitivity, sensitive products, just to name a few. In NAMA, focus of our work needs to be on the issues such as preference erosion, the RAMS issues, or the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela issue. Keeping in mind the urgency of our task, the chairs of the negotiating groups have already convened consultations for today and tomorrow to address these issues. And I would urge your senior officials to work extremely urgently with the two negotiating group chairs. I will myself be chairing the services signaling conference, which is scheduled for 2 p.m. Today. I will thereafter continue to take up these issues as needed in the same way as I took up the earlier issues, namely in various ministerial configurations, as necessary, with full reporting back to this open-ended heads of delegation. The goal is to produce as rapidly as possible a further package on the next group of issues, which I can then also put before you for your consideration. So that's the order of marching for the next few hours and for tomorrow. With these words, let me now invite Minister Storer to report on the work he's been doing on my invitation on the TRIPS-related issues of GIs and the TRIPS-CBD relationship. Jonas, you have the floor.
Thank you, DG. As I said in my statement yesterday, I have been exploring the scope for ideas that might provide a way forward while also taking into account the overriding concerns of different members. I, as you know, positions on some of these key issues are diametrically opposed. That has not changed during the days of consultation. And my inspiration has been that we cannot allow these difficulties to put in jeopardy the success of the meetings that we are holding in other parts of our system during these important days. I have therefore been exploring whether we might find a way forward which would not prejudice members' positions on the most difficult issues, such as the relationship to the single undertaking and the legal form of the outcome, but which could nevertheless give sufficient satisfaction to the membership and enable work to move ahead in a positive fashion. These consultations have been constructive. I thank delegations for having come to meetings with an relatively open mind without giving up any of their initial positions. But we have not yet reached a point where I'm in position to put forward specific proposals. I intend to be continuing my contacts during the course of the day, and I hope delegations will continue to make themselves available in the same spirit. And I believe that in light of the progress that has been made on agriculture and NAMA, I will be looking to delegations to intensify their engagement and hopefully their willingness to show flexibility and creativity on these TRIPS issues. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonas. With these words, I will now invite delegations who wish to speak at this heads of delegation to take the floor. Following this meeting, the negotiating group chairs and I will renew our consultations before reporting back to our next heads of delegation meeting, which will be held on Monday morning at the same time. Floor open.